Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Who y'all talking to, man?
LOX. You know we have to do this, right?
Remix that from Straight Face, you remember?
Hey, feeling like I just got signed. Feeling like these hoes on mine. But I know they ain't loyal. If I leave them out too long, they'll spoil. I can tell she want a thug, though. Burn her on me, mad ice in my ear blow. Had to take her to my other crib. Never bring her around where my baby mama live. Pop bottle, get a Dutch, let's burn up. Fuck a movie, all she wanna do is turn up. She just wanna come to my shows. I done did everything but trust these hoes.
When a rich nigga won't you? And your nigga can't do nothing for you.
Used to sling girl out of aluminum foil. Got your bitch eyes like she just got boiled. Now she want me to play with her. I just lit up a J with her. Now she want me to stay with her. Better have four of the bitches to lay with her. Cause my wife gon' kill me. Got five bitches to hit, she might feel me. But them hoes ain't loyal. Get down and dirty, some like soil. You a rich nigga, they spoil you. You a broke nigga, won't call you.
When a rich nigga won't you? And your nigga can't do nothing for you.
Thank you.
inside. This Friday night cipher. What's popping, everybody? Hip Hop Informer. Coming to you live out of Atlanta. What's going on, L.A.? Cleveland? Austin, Texas? New York, what's popping? Hey, we made it to the end of the week, everybody. He got fired. He got fired. But it seems like the country is a little torn on how we feel about it. We're going to talk about it. You best believe it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. A lot going on. I don't know if you all are in the news, but cement trucks are falling over in Atlanta on cars like it's nothing. Never seen anything like this in my life. Cement trucks are literally turning corners, and as they're turning corners, are just tipping over. Can you imagine just being at a red light and a cement truck just tips over out of nowhere on you and your car? Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Before we go any further, let's go to Charlotte to the badass kid. Madam Silver, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time, and yes, I'm ill. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So glad to be turning
2039. Did you say 49?
You made up a new number. She said 2039.
I said 39. No.
59? Did you say 59?
I think so.
Born 39. On Halloween. Born on Halloween, she's our badass kid. Let's go to the Tampa Bay area where she's hot and chocolate. Give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
I am, and hello, everyone. And, yes, Kizzy got the birthday popping off tomorrow. All right.
Yes. You know, this is really the first time I'm, like, extra excited about my birthday. A friend of mine bought me a costume. Because I actually have
Kardashian.
A costume. Right, I'm trying to avoid being a Kardashian. I've been I was a Kardashian for 2 years without any, you know, attempt. I was going for Elvira, but I just kept being called. So I just went with Elvira Kardashian. And
Elvira Kardashian.
You know, they kept calling me Kardashian. So, but I've even changed it though. I'm gonna be I've changed it to Morticia.
Morticia.
Yeah.
And Adam. Who are you dressing up as?
I'm dressing up as the lady at the door with the cute little black puppy that's giving out candy because I'm not dressing
up.
Oh,
my goodness. You're not even put on a head thing or nothing? I'm going to need you to make something, a bat or something.
Giuseppe is going to put on his court jester bells. We're going to entertain the kids at the door, give out 2 pieces of candy per bag, and keep it moving.
Well, law enforcement here in Atlanta have advised folk to not answer the door if people come knocking. We have the knock robber, but we'll talk about it more when we come back. The Social Lab. It's the Friday Night Cypher. TM Hyman Radio Live. Live from Atlanta. Hey,
well, on that one. Jake Butter. Rizzy King. You see?
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Dogs on ice, feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. Got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen, oh baby. Drunk in love.
Jamaica, Ray and his nephew. White rum to wash my aunt. Drunk in love with the gal them want. Ride that sugar cane with a
surfboard.
That the gal them want. Have the bad man in a trance when you do the gypsy dance. When you bubble to the ground, move your bumper and balance. Girl, you're sweet like a mango, coconut jelly. The nice long legs with the flat piece of belly. Twerk that booty, make it clap. I forgot hard when you fling it back. Drunk in love, you got past tipsy. Straight to the ramping shop. We work all night nonstop. Have that good up and lock. Are the real big king. You know it's a free shot. You see?
We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen? Oh, baby.
Ashley Shine.
Drunk in love. We've been all night. The thing I remember is our beautiful bodies grinding up in that club. Drunk in love.
TM Hyman Radio and the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. It is the Friday Night Cypher where we recap the week in news and entertainment. And before we really begin our recap, I just want to shout out a friend of the show, Miss Blenda, a.k.a. Madison from Money and Work. Violence. I follow her on Instagram. She is Yankee Dance Girl on Instagram, and her grandmother, let me get this right, hold on. Yes, no, her great-grandmother, Hattie Yarbrough, has gifted her collection of African-American memorabilia to the Smithsonian, and it's on display. How dope is that, to have your memorabilia that was actually your items that you collected over the years displayed in the Smithsonian. So shout out to her. Very, very proud moment for the great grandbaby and our friend Yankee Dance Girl. And by the way, once again, season 2 of Money and Violence, big things happening for them. Season 1 is actually playing on Tidal, which is Jay-Z's is it the live streaming channel? Is that what it is?
Yep.
Right. Okay. So season 1 is playing on Tidal right now, and season 2 they are expecting to drop in January of 2016. So get ready. Now, the question is going to be, is it going to drop again on YouTube as it did before, or is it also going to be streaming on Tidal for you to have to subscribe to it now?
I would imagine if they're doing that on Tidal, it probably would be released on there versus YouTube.
I mean,
because the title, they can they can get paid for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You said hopefully it won't.
You get paid on YouTube as well.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you do. You do, but you probably get paid more on title. But anywho.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, that's what I was saying.
Let's go. Let's go. That is definitely.
Either way.
Hey, before the breakout, I was telling you about the Knock Knock Robbers. Listen,
yeah.
Fulton County as well as DeKalb County, there are fools, clearly, going around knocking on people's door, posing as the utility man. They have on the uniform and the whole nine. Knock, knock. You got a gas leak? Is your water okay? Can I come in? Is it okay to come in? Guess what? People are just letting them right on in because they appear to be the gas man or the power man. And they're stealing jewelry. They're stealing money. They're going right in the house, and before they know it, they're out the door. Folks, be careful. One, because people are crazy as hell. I don't know if it's in the water. I don't know if it's in the collard greens, if it's in the fried chicken, or what is going on. But folks, be very conscious when you hear the knock knock at the door. Use your peephole, because sometimes people will throw you off, and in the midst, you know, you'll just swing that door wide open. Be careful. People are crazy. Be careful. Knock knock. The knock knock
robbery. Who's there? Yeah, it is. You know what? So that gives it makes it hard for the people who actually work out there, you know, like whether it be the cable person or, you know, the actual electrician or like the meter readers. It makes it difficult for them to even do their jobs because people will call the police in a heartbeat.
Very true.
Like, I had a cop call on me before.
Who else was getting targeted? And it's always been a dangerous job, but now it's even crazier. The pizza man, the pizza man, it's hard. It's hard out there in these streets for the pizza man.
Listen, the Domino's man has been getting robbed for years in Virginia. I don't know about anywhere else, but in VA, he's been catching a bad rap.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And again, I keep saying in Atlanta. Recently in Atlanta, there was a series of robberies at a particular apartment community, where you know the pizza man would be called and he would be robbed in this particular community. Recently a young man was beaten, to a severe state. In this particular community, they found the guys that actually did it, and in turn, the first time I've ever heard this, the victims are suing the apartment community, stating that they should have taken a better approach to securing the community with so many of the same types of crimes. So, hey, holding the
unless they gated it. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be the only way they'd be able to do that is to gate it and then raise the rent.
Well, you could hire somebody, you know, to walk the streets of the community, you know, based on how much the rent is. So it's a couple of different things you could do. You just have to take a proactive plan to show that, you know, you care about public safety. I don't know.
Don't answer the door if you don't have an appointment. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not expecting those people to come out, you know what I mean? Like, if you didn't already have a work order for somebody to come to your house for any of those or been contacted, don't open your door.
I agree.
Period.
But I got a birthday cake for you right now, so you better open your damn door. Happy birthday.
Hey. I open the door for you anytime, boo. Shoot, what you talking about? Don't get me started.
Wide open for that.
You're probably ready.
you walk in there.
I love the nightlife, yes I do, it's so much fun. And before you know it, I love the sun. Sweetheart, it's been real, but the thrill is gone. Mm. In silence, it's like a spirit that takes my house to heart. But I know it's there, so I'm nonchalant. Now the question is, what do I want?
MPM Hyman Radio Live. It's the Friday night cipher, my pre-birthday jam, and I'm playing all the music I like. So anybody have any, you know, problems with what's being played, contact me. We can talk, but not really. What are y'all doing for the weekend?
Hey, I'm actually working on a few projects that will soon be available to people online. I was asked to do some training for some folks, and I just really don't have time. So I thought about it. You know, I mean, I talk to a lot of people about the same stuff repeatedly. So it's like, how can I provide the content that people are looking for, you know, specific to self-help, leadership, you know, growing businesses, growing in business, and came up with a solution that will be available soon, where online training will be available, and then you can, you know, instead of having to worry about taking real quick notes, you know, when I'm talking to people and having to repeat myself, they can play the video and rewind and fast forward and pause and take all the notes they want.
All right.
This
is why I love him. You see what I'm saying?
For a minimal fee. And so I join myself and others on this team who are going to be providing you with some tools and resources to help to educate and entertain and for y'all with those minds that like to go 50 shades of gray. You know, we got some stuff for you, too. We got some stuff for you, too. So be on the lookout. TM Hyman Radio got it popping 2016. We ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Hey, listen, John Boehner's out of there. Paul Ryan just elected the Republicans. Say, listen, out with the old, in with the new. We need some energy. We need some strength up in here. Paul Ryan, a new Speaker of the House. What y'all think about that?
I think that's a good thing, especially the fact that he wasn't trying to go for it initially. You know, he was trying to avoid it, and then he just kind of turned around and was like, you know what, I will do it.
He's like, listen, if y'all old fools going to keep acting like this, I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
If y'all want me to do it, then y'all got to, you know, stop with all the shenanigans. And I respect
that. And I like the fact that he's the youngest Speaker of the House since.
Ever.
Is it the ninth? It's like the 1800s or something like that. Yeah,
right.
He's my age.
And,
thank you. Yes.
And the
age.
Fact that they put the the Republican debate on pause. They said they're gonna they're putting the debate on pause because of the debauchery of the last one they had. I don't know if anybody got a chance to check it out.
Wasn't that pretty sloppy, though?
It was very sloppy. It was like watching a
train wreck.
A train wreck, but, you know, it reminded me of the high school cafeteria. You know what I mean? Like when they're about to get in a fight and everybody's kind of like, trying to wait for somebody to swing first. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
That's how it seemed to me.
They're pushing each other towards each other, trying to make the other one hit the other
one. Exactly. Fight. Exactly. Not my mom off my shoulder type deal. You know what I mean?
What was awkward about it was that, you know, I mean, typically you never see the candidates, you know, arguing with the host. They're typically arguing with
the
seven.
Yeah.
And so,
right.
When you acknowledge, okay, now that wasn't quite right, then it probably wasn't right. And I don't think they handled those guys and that gal, you know, right compared to how they handled, you know, Hillary and old Bernie last week.
Right, but at the same time, Hillary and Bernie and the rest of those guys, they're not as uptight and finger-pointing. Theirs was more focused. With the Republican guys, remember I told you guys, I really feel like Trump is just there to pretty much like get rid of the ones that to get rid of the ones that really aren't fit for it. Yeah, I don't think that, you know what I'm saying? He's like, remember with what's the guy who used to run, and he knew he wasn't going to win. Ross Perot, he knew he wasn't going to win. But he just ran to break up the monotony, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, of the nonsense. The Republican Party has been nonsensical for a while.
Oh, did you just rush? Did you just make up a damn word?
I did not. I promise I didn't.
Word.
It is a word. It is a word, sir.
Can you repeat it?
Nonsensical.
Use it in a sentence.
Okay. I just said it in a sentence.
No, you probably
didn't.
Get you in school.
Yo, you almost got me, though. You almost got me. The Republican Party has been nonsensical for a long time.
Well, I want you to spell it, damn it.
Okay. Now that you got me on, okay? But I just can't do that right now.
Hey, no,
but I do know what's the word.
No, I wasn't telling you 89296. This is the spelling bee. You just didn't know it. Hey, we recap the week you knew.
Okay.
Name it.
I don't get a prize or nothing.
Pause for the cause. Come right back. And maybe Boston know how to spell the damn word. It's Social Lab, CMI Radio.
I'll look it up now.
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Until the beat comp says to be the short shot, come on.
I met this girl when I was 10 years old. And what I love most, she had so much soul. She was old school. When I was just a shorty, never knew. Throughout my life, she would be there for me on the regular. Not a church girl, she was secular. Not about the money, those steps was my checker, but I respected her. She hit me in the heart. A few New York niggas had dinner in the park. But she was there for me, and I was there for her. Pull out a chair for her, turn on the F for her, and just cool out. Cool out and listen to her. Sitting on bone, wishing that I could do eventually. If it was meant to be, then it would be, cause we related physically and mentally. And she was fun then. I'd be geeked when she come around. Slim was fresh, yo, when she was underground. Original, pure, untapped, but a down sister. Boy, I tell you, I miss her.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. A conflict, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Yo, we gotta be the
sure
shot.
Now periodically I would see old girl at the club, sit at the house party. She didn't have a body, but she started getting thick quick. Did a couple of videos and became my first century. Out goes the weed, in goes the braids, beads, medallions. She was on that tip about stopping the violence. About my people she was teaching me. By not preaching to me, but speaking to me. In a method that was leisurely, so easily I approach. She dug my rap, that's how we got close. But then she broke to the west coast. And I was cool, cause around the same time I went away to school and I'm a man of expanded. So why should I stand in her way? She probably get her money in LA. And she did study, she got big pub, but what was foul? She said that the pro black was going out of style. She said Afrocentricity was up the path. So she got into R&B, hip house, bass, and jazz. Now black music is black music and it's all good. I wasn't salty, she was with the boys in the hood. Cause I was new for her, she was becoming well-rounded. I thought it was dope how she was on that freestyle shit, just having fun. Not worried about anyone, and you can tell by how her titties hung.
Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Just the beat, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. 1-2, y'all, if you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Until the beat calm, gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, if you don't stop. Check it, don't check it.
I might have failed to mention that this chick was creative. Once the man got to her, he on to the native. So that if she got an image and a gimmick, then she can make money. And she did it like a dummy. Now I see her in commercials. She's universal. She used to only swing it with the inner city circle. Now she be in the burbs looking rockin', dressin' hippie. And on some dumb shit when she comes to the city. Talking about popping rocks, serving rocks and hitting switches. Now she's a gangster rolling with gangster bitches. Always smoking blunts and getting drunk. Telling me sad stories. Now she only fucks with the funk. Stressing how hardcore and real she is. She was really the realest before she got into showbiz. I did her. Not just to say I did it, but I'm committed.
Girl,
but so many niggas hit it that she's just not the same. Letting all these goofies do her. I see niggas slamming her and taking her to the sewer. But I'ma take her back hoping that this shit stop. Cause who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop.
to the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. A 1-2 consensus is gold to drop. Ha ha.
Been here. It's the Social Lab Team Hot Radio. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. TM Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston. Big up to St. James, DD Toya. Where you at? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, big up to Usher's New Look organization out of Atlanta. Usher since 1999, Usher Raymond, that is, since 1999. Has been positively impacting young people all over the world. The organization is based out of Atlanta. They have one mission, and it's really to help advance one youth at a time in the area of youth development. They focus on talent, education, career, and service. Again, they help youth to keep the flame lit. 98% of the young people who participate in the program graduate from high school. 100% go on to college and ultimately become a leader. Listen, if you want to know more or want to get involved and you live in the metropolitan Atlanta area, why don't you look them up? It's New Look. Won't you Google Usher's New Look program? I am involved, and I'm encouraging others to get involved. Man, young people are at such a disadvantage. You know, they could benefit from this type of program in your community as well. So if nothing like this exists, listen, try to create something to help young people that are in school to graduate. So, again, big up to Usher. And those like
Usher, baby.
Work.
Yeah.
Work. Hey, also, hey, shout out to Chloe. Chloe for hanging in there with Lamar, who's doing better this week. Go ahead, Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just out of loyalty, I think, you know.
Lamar is definitely doing better. He,
he's facing, you know, possible brain. Exactly.
Some are, and she stuck by him, whether he needed a transplant, which it turns out it's not looking like he will. So that, again, prayer is everything.
It changes things. I told you, R. Kelly said prayer changes things.
Amen.
You were saying something, Boston. I believe we probably lost her. And so
she's on the living room floor.
She falls down. She falls down.
But
she did not.
Oh, there's
she.
I heard y'all talking trash about me.
It's all in supportive love. It's all in supportive love.
Her legs be giving out sometimes. And she's okay. On the floor.
Like, what? Right one is going out. You know, I ain't messing with her today.
So listen, how do you all feel about Caitlyn Jenner, that is, being named by, Mama call him Bruce, I'm calling Bruce, being named by Vogue magazine as the year's most glamorous woman.
What? Okay, you're playing. There's no way to know. That's April Fool's. April Fool's.
It's almost November. And no, I'm not.
I think women across America should be offended.
Very offended.
I mean, really?
I don't even mean no harm. And this is just my personal opinion, but Bruce doesn't make a very pretty woman. I'm sorry.
I don't think so. So are you serious? I mean, it's just...
No,
I am. It's a campaign to promote something in a way that it's never been promoted before. I mean, and so, folks, you know, hide your kids. You know, how's your wife?
Listen.
Protect ear gates and your eye gates at the end of the day. I mean, because,
yes.
No, Bruce is not attractive. Stop playing.
Vanity He's not attractive.
And everything alike. Stop it.
Yes,
my thing is that they take down, you know, how some stuff just kind of goes too far. This is one of those things that have gone way the hell too far because he's not the first man to dress in women's clothes.
Right.
He's not the first man to come out and walk around in women's clothes. He just happens to be an athlete.
He's just the first richest man to do it.
Correct. Mm. And the oldest man, I guess, to come out. I don't know. No, because that senator.
No, I don't know about that either.
I can't think of his name, but he's a senator, and he's, you know, he's gay. He just married his partner of 20-some years earlier this year when it became legal. I just, you know, congratulations, but who cares anymore? I mean, I'm glad you're alive, and I'm glad you're living life the way you want to live it. That's fine.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I just feel like, you know, they're blowing, I mean, you said it, blowing this thing out of proportion. They're pushing it and pushing it, unlike we've ever seen anything pushed before.
Yes.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
think about it, that not even 5 years ago would they have even attempted to give a transgender man the Arthur Ashe Award of...
not no, but hell no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they already took it too far with that. Man, leave
yeah.
it the hell alone. You know what I mean? Like, put it down. Find something else to do.
Yeah, really. It's taken the transgender lifestyle and uplifted it and promoted it to a level that's,
I mean, really?
To me,
I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
And I don't even,
yeah.
guess what? I don't even care that men dress in dresses. I don't give a damn. Where I have a problem, where I have the problem is when men are dressed as women and they act that overthink, you know, like, I don't know any woman that walks the way some of them walk. I don't know any woman that is extra, you know, where they have to prove that they're feminine. Like, I don't even know no women like that.
I don't really
That's
care about it. Just leave my dress size and my shoe size on the rack. No,
right.
Leave some for me. That's all I'm saying.
Did you guys hear, like, somebody had even created a Caitlyn Jenner Halloween costume?
Yes.
I mean.
And they're offended by
it.
How are you offended by it, though? How are
right.
you offended by it, though?
I can't be offended by the man who is fashioned after doesn't even care. He likes it. He thinks it's great. And let it be. oh, let it be. How about this Jared guy, though? He's on the woman that actually got him to talk.
I'm totally blown by Jared. I mean, and
right.
it's pretty disappointing at the end of the day. I mean, it really is.
The woman got him comfortable enough to keep talking about it, even to the point
weird.
Of him.
It's
having the audacity to ask this woman to watch him have sex with an underage child, roughly
horrible.
About 11 or 12 years old.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty Ooh. Weird. I mean, it just didn't even make sense. Listening to the interview itself, it sounded as if he was delusional.
Listen, and they're playing the tapes and everything on Dr. Phil.
Oh, no.
When I tell you ridiculous, she asked him who did he like better, the girls or the boys. He said he liked them both.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
and
look,
his
look,
age
look,
range
look,
was look. Anywhere between, I think it was like 10 and 12 years old. That's when they're the best.
Mm.
I'm talking about sickening. Sickening.
Just horribly sick.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. People are crazy.
For sure. And guess what? On that note, we're going to play some music. Because we're going to be all right.
Yeah,
Tim Hammer Radio Live. See y'all on the other side of the deal.
Break it down. You're breaking
yes.
it down.
9:42 p.m.
All's my life I had to fight. All's my life I. Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
when I wake up. I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, need the room with the face down. Skimming, now let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. We're pretty Benjamin, it's the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a get gangsta in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my girl might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright, do you hear me, do you feel me? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it, every day I sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it, heaven I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pit back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. When our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? And we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my girl might blow, but we gon' be alright, alright.
We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright, huh? We gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me, do you feel me?
You know I ain't playing bitch. They ask me what I wanna be for Halloween. I said, you know that I'm playing rich. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. Check the morning 72, bitch, that's what the first say. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. We ballin' when we get this off, bitch, that's what the words say. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. If I was you, be smoking too. What the birthday? Every day my birthday. Every day my birthday. They kick and blow the can of fire. That's what the words say. I can't remember last night as I was going hard. Reminisce about them years ago when I was selling hard. See my homie hit me up, say he on the shopping spree. 30 for the 36, yeah that's gonna be your fix. See I'm trying to get these units off and cop a flying salsa. Come through with a Spanish bit, top down banging salsa. I know it's all thinking he lost his mind, little daddy done lost his mind. What you know about the north side, there's a pack, two lines, turn it down till we about to get fine. Man, you hate that, niggas ain't on my mind, bad bitches all on my line. Got yellow gold just to help me tell my time, keep it lean just to help me shine. Look, think I got some money on the way, why I grab my nigga, cause my palm straight hitting. See that new black draw head on the showroom floor, where that motherfucker about to be missing. Birthday, every day my birthday, every day my birthday. Check the boy and send it to, bitch, that's what the first say. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. We ballin' when we get this off, bitch, that's what the words say. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. If I was you, we smoking too. At least that's what the birthday. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. They take them know the candles out. That's what the words say.
Every day my birthday, buy my bitch a purse day. Bang the hood faithfully like every day is turf day. December. My shoes cause more than your weed. You broke ass bitch, please don't text me. What a band, pop the nigga, probably could've caught a case. But the homeboys won't let me. Too many hits on the big stage, but still ever wanted to. Them still couldn't shelf me. Yeah, I'm fucking with Dizzy now. Yeah, I'm fucking on TT now. Crib with Atlanta, the level paid for it. Yeah, that's how they treat me now. Bust your life up, cause I did. I need a rich bitch to have my kids. Her biz is my biz, and my biz is my biz. December. My shoes cause more than your weed. You broke ass bitch, please don't touch me. Go, go.
Just know I'm buying what the fuck I want. You know I ain't playing, bitch. They ask me what I wanna be for Halloween. I said, every day my birthday, every day my birthday. We check the boy and send it to, yeah, that's what the first say. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. We ballin' when we get this off, yeah, that's what the words say. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. If I was you, be smoking too, yeah, that's what the first say. Every day my birthday, every day my birthday. They kick and blow the candles out, yeah, that's what the words say. Every day my birthday, every boy send it. Just know I'm fine with the stuff every, I want.
Every day my birthday. Every day my birthday. They ask me what I want to be for Halloween. Every, I said, Key Mama Radio Live. You inside the Friday Night Cypher. We call it the Social Lab. It's 949 here on the East Coast. 649 on the West Coast. At the top of the show, we talked about the fact that the officer who was involved in that South Carolina incident where he slung the African-American student across the room out of the desk was fired today. But apparently we all aren't quite on the same page with the decision and really how we feel about this situation. There's been a debate about whether the young lady, whether her behavior was the catalyst. And I don't think that's a question. I think we clearly know that her behavior was the catalyst for the incident. The question was, is the handling, the question is, I think it still is, was the handling of the young lady the right thing? And I say hell no on any day, regardless of any behavior, but there are people who disagree, like, you know, some folks on this panel, right?
Yes. I disagree.
And it's okay. I love
and
you.
Why?
I still love you.
Tell them why you disagree.
Because she disagreed, she falls into a hole. And so when she gets up, she will continue to tell us why she disagrees. But exactly how do you feel about it?
I don't think that anything that young lady did warranted her being treated like piece of carry-on luggage that someone was sliding across.
Right, you're absolutely right.
She came up out the hole, everybody. Let me
just say quickly, I do think that she should have been removed from the classroom because she was being disruptive. I just think that there were other ways that he could have gone about it, and I feel like he went from 0 to 100 without reservation, and that was more out of frustration than it was out of discipline or, you know, need to remove her from the classroom. So
you're fired.
Well, and guess what though? Now, okay,
that?
So yes, he is still fired regardless, right? But the thing is this, nowhere do I condone, excuse me, his seemingly ego-driven actions. At the same time, let's look at the facts. The facts that the teacher asked the young lady to get off the phone, she didn't want to do that. He asked her,
She's disrespectful.
So then he proceeded to ask her to leave the classroom. She's not going anywhere. Now,
call her mama.
Oh, her mother's dead, though. So, okay, can't do that. Grandmother passed away as well. Okay, so she's in foster care. Okay, so that shouldn't matter, though, because
she has issues. Of course it matters. She has.
Hold on, listen. Hold on. No. I was raised with respect. I was beat when I was disrespectful. The two people that were my caretakers and guardians as I grew up both died 2 weeks apart. Nowhere in there does that give me the right to become disrespectful because those people who taught me respect died. Not an excuse.
But even though those people taught you respect, you were still a bad
kid. I was still a bad kid. But guess what? When I was asked to leave the classroom, I took my paper to go to the office that I didn't go to, when I left the classroom. Why? Because there's
and you
other
were cursing
people
all the way.
In the class. Damn right. But I got up. They didn't have to send nobody for me. You know what I'm saying?
But
I made my disruption and left.
You were in today's environment, because I think you're the same young lady in today's environment. It's just not as turned up. The resource officer is
right
in the classroom. If you were in today's society, you would get slung around too, because you're still bad as hell.
Well,
and we
I
actually
like
had
think
a debate. We had a debate behind the scenes where Madam Boston felt like, in review of the footage that has been released, that the young lady struck out at the resource officer. And I don't think that was
yes,
the case.
She did.
I think
she did. She started kicking and swinging.
I think
before
she
even
was kicking
her
and swinging on her way down.
And yeah, exactly.
No,
at that point, she was trying to defend herself, and you can't. She couldn't at that point. I mean, and
right.
I think that's why he exerted as much energy as he did, because he wanted to show her. But she's
uh-huh.
a child. And grown people at no point should be trying to show a child. And a lot
okay.
of times that's what happens. Because the kid is being a kid, and they're being
mm-hmm.
assertive, and they're trying to show you the adult in turn is going to try to show you the child. And that's wrong. On every level, every day, that's wrong. And that's
okay.
why you're fired.
Well, and that's fine. Again, he did take it too far. However, if that young lady, after the teacher asked her numerous times to get off the phone, then numerous times to leave the classroom, then he resorted to calling a resource officer. Now, peep this, though. When the girl found out who was coming to get her, she told everybody in class, so y'all go ahead and get your cameras out now. Everybody get their cameras. So what does that sound like? A child that is preparing for a ass showing? Or
it sounds like she knows that he's already going to fly off the deep end because he's done it before, is what it sounds like.
Herself.
He didn't do it in that school, so how'd she know?
She braced herself. But he did have a reputation. He did have and does have a reputation at that school. I mean, and so come on.
Hey, again, not condoning his excessiveness, but she should have got up and left the classroom as asked. Because
so,
even
again,
the officer, when he came in, he didn't just come in there and grab her. He asked her to come with him.
I don't think we disagree with what you're saying, but it sounds like you're talking out both sides of your mouth.
I want to know how you think he could have done it.
My mouth is wide open.
How could he?
Well,
how would you have done it if that's the case?
Just watch what you put in it.
I'm a big chill.
So real quick, while we only got a couple minutes left, CeeLo, what would you have done that he didn't do?
I think he should have, like, I don't know, because she would have, regardless of how he tried to pick her up, because she wasn't getting out of the chair. But you know what? I would have got somebody else to come help me, because guess what? I already know a kid is going to try to fight. So get somebody else to help you, pick the desk up and carry you out like that. Then you're not even touching her. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, you. Well, what would you have done? You know what I'm saying? Like, how about this? Any parent that has to repeat themselves past time number two, that kid's tail would have been beat already by ass number four.
But that's not
so,
that's not her parent.
What I would have done, I would have asked.
First of all, she would have got up for you.
It comes down to but the question is why? Why would she have got up?
Because you're gorgeous, and that's what would have caught her attention, and then she would have been like, ooh, I like the way he sounds, too. I'm going with him. That's how that would have worked with you, okay?
Back on Monday, not
I am done.
Hey, big up to Christopher Williams, who stopped past on Wednesday. You know, the dude is just as cool today as he was back in the day. Hey, download his new joint. It's called Too Late. TOOLATE, Christopher Williams, from the forthcoming album, Christopher Williams, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it is going to be named that. And I like that song.
Me too.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to go out to it. And then, yeah, we'll check you guys on Monday. And I am so going to turn up for my birthday as well as
Happy birthday,
now.
Bossy.
Thank
yes,
you.
Bossy. Happy birthday,
night,
boo.
Thanks a lot. Good night, guys. We love you. Peace.
TM Hum Radio. We'll see you next week.
It could be so simple, yet complicated. Just 1 minute we're in love and then you change up. See we move off impulse and we go through stages. But that feeling in your heart, you can't tame it. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know that's what you really want. Cause you know better, know better, know better, know better. Come on, come on, come on, come on. I know that's what you really want. Cause you know better, know better, know better. But you keep running. Better hold on to something here today.
TM Hum Live Funk Radio Show. Real.